Greetings.
大家好.
This next month will be Resurrection Day.
下一个月就是庆祝耶稣复活的节期.
We will celebrate Good Friday and Resurrection Day.
我们将要庆祝 耶稣受难日, 星期五受难日,
Today we'll have a message about Jesus that Paul preached and the resurrection.
今天我们讲到的主题就是保罗所传讲的主耶稣和他复活。
It's a message where Paul preached the gospel, and it's really a message preaching the gospel.
这是保罗传讲福音的讯息。
It's a message that you can share the gospel just by sharing the message that Paul preached.
保罗所传讲的这篇福音讯息也是我们可以与人分享的, 借着保罗所想的, 我们可以跟人分享出去。
In the scripture reading, we saw that Paul, later in his life, when he was arrested,
我们刚才所读的经文是保罗稍后被逮捕之后他所讲的。
In that message, Paul preached that men should repent, and Paul preached about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们刚刚读过的经文里面，保罗传讲的就是人都应该悔改，他也传讲耶稣的复活。That
was in Acts chapter 26.
那是在使徒行传26章里面记载的。In
Acts chapter 17, on this message, you'll see Paul preached Jesus and the resurrection.
在使徒行传17章，也就是我们今天主日信息所要讨论的， 就看到保罗传讲主耶稣及复活。
So let's look at the scriptures. Acts chapter 17, verse 16.
首先让我们来看这段经文，使徒行传17章16节。
Now while Paul waited for the Athens, for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred within him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry.
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
So here in this verse 16, Paul was waiting, and in his spirit, he was stirred.
在16节里面，我们看见保罗在雅等等待的时期，他灵里面就被激动。At
different times in our Christian life, we can be stirred in our spirit.
我们信主以后，在不同的时期，我们都有可能，我们灵里面会被圣灵激动。And
he was stirred in his spirit when he saw the city was given to idolatry.
保罗为什么心里被搅动，被搅扰？ 因为他看见满城都是偶像。Now,
what is idolatry? Idolatry is sin.
什么是拜偶像呢？ 拜偶像是一个罪。And
we as a Christian, when we see sin, we can be stirred in our spirit.
我们基督徒，当我们看见罪的时候，我们灵里面也会被搅扰。And
because of this sin, because of this idolatry, it says in verse 17.
因为这个拜偶像的罪，所以我们看见第十七节这样说。
Therefore, disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons in the market daily with them that met him.
于是保罗在会堂里与犹太人和近前的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
So here we find in verse 17 that Paul was speaking to people daily in the market, and he was also speaking to them in the synagogue, speaking with the Jews.
在第十七节里，我们看见保罗每天，都在会，就是犹太人会堂里面，跟犹太人讲论，也在这个街上跟一般的市民来讲论。
So we as a Christian can speak to people at church, and also we can speak to people in the marketplace daily.
所以我们可以学到，我们基督徒也可以在教会里面讲论，也可以在每日生活中，在市场上，就是我们生活中接触的地方，也可以与人谈论。
Now in Acts chapter 17, verse 18, then certain philosophers, and some said, what will this babbler say? Others, some, he seemeth to be a setteth forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection.
十八节讲到有那里时候有一些这种讨论哲学的人，当时就是伊比九鲁和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。
So they called him a babbler.
他们当时那些人，他们认为保罗是在胡言乱语。
And they thought the preaching of the gospel was strange.
他们觉得保罗所传讲的福音是非常奇怪的。
And here it says plainly that he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection.
这里很明明白白的说，保罗所传讲的就是耶稣与复活的道。
Now this created an interest, and so in verse 19, they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is.
保罗的讲论引起他们的兴趣，所以十九节说，他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说，你所讲的这新道，我们也可以知道吗？
So picking up in verse 20, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, we would know therefore what these things mean.
第二十节，因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。
Now, sometimes when you preach the gospel or share the gospel, people will be interested to know more.
有时候当你分享福音的时候，有人会感到兴趣，想知道的，想更多知道一些。
This past week, I first met a man. He was doing some work on my house.
上个礼拜有一个人在我家里做一些事，我是有这样的机会跟他谈话。
We talked about many things about what he has some of his hobbies.
我们谈论了许多事情，也谈到他的嗜好。
He had run sailboats in races, sailboat racing.
他喜欢这个赛帆船，他有这个兴趣嗜好。
I shared with him that on the ocean and sailing on the ocean, that there were no atheists.
我跟他说，凡在大海上驾驶船只的，没有人是无神论者。
This person had sailed from like the Seattle area all the way to the Hawaiian Islands. When I talked to him about being a believer,
我告诉他我是相信耶稣基督的。
He said that he had been a Mormon.
这个人告诉我说他曾经是一位摩门教徒。
But today he didn't know what he was.
然而现在他不知道他是什么，在信仰上他是什么身份了。But
in his life he had figured out that may the Mormon faith was not for him.
从他的生活经历中，他理解到摩门教所传的信仰对他并不适用。But
he also shared that he was not a Christian today.
他也告诉我，他目前也不是一个基督徒。But
he was very interested in knowing more.
但是他表示很有兴趣，想更多的了解这信仰。So
I invited him to that I would talk to him more besides this workday about the Lord.
后来我就继续邀请他来传讲这个主耶稣。And
he was very open to the gospel.
他对福音的态度是很开放的。So
when there's a Bible study or something in the future, I will invite him to come and hear the gospel.
所以我计划在未来的查经这样的场合，我会邀请他，让他能够有机会听到福音。So
you too, just like Paul, can stir an interest in people. And you'll find sometimes as a surprise, people are very interested in knowing the gospel.
你们也可能就像保罗一样，可以引发别人对福音的兴趣。有的时候他们的确是很好奇福音的内容，想多知道一些。In
verse 21, for all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, but either to hear or tell, or hear some new thing.
21节说到，雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。So
just like this man that I talked to, he too was interested in hearing about the gospel.
就像上周我所遇到的这位先生，他也是对于福音也有好奇，想听一听。So
in verse 22, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious.
第二节，保罗站在雅略巴谷当中，对，说，众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。So
this is where Paul delivered a message there on Mars Hill to the people there in attendance.
所以这里我们看到。 保罗在雅略巴谷这个地方，与当时在场的人来传讲。He
shared with them what he observed. He observed that they were in all things too superstitious.
保罗与他们分享他所观察到的，他说他们凡事都好像很敬畏鬼神。Now,
being superstitious, it reflects something about fear.
其实这些雅典人的心态是很迷信的啊，为什么会迷信呢？常常都是跟人心中的恐惧有关。
So if you're superstitious, there's a little bit of fear there.
所以如果你有迷信的倾向的话，可能就是因为你心里有恐惧。
They had all their gods. They had all their idols. But yet there was fear there.
这些雅典人拜许多各种各样的神，各种各样的偶像。然而他们心里还是有惧怕。
So we'll find in the next verse, verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship him, him declare I unto you.
所以我们看到23节保罗这样说，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
These people of Athens were so superstitious. They had idols to every god they knew.
But 这些雅
典
Yeah. Please continue.
They were superstitious. They had idols to every god that they knew. However, just in case they miss a god, they had to the unknown god.
这些雅典人，是非常的迷信，所以他们拜各种各样他们所知道能想到的神跟偶像，但是他们心里还是害怕会漏掉了哪一个神，所以他们有这样一个神位，是说是卫士之神。
So all the idols did not satisfy.
所以我们可以看见，这一切的偶像并不能够满足他们的内心需要。
They had to include the unknown God.
他们必须要列出这样一个不认识的神的神位。
Now Paul, in his preaching, he used this unknown God.
所以保罗在传讲的时候他就把握这个机会，他就说他要来讲这位你们不认识的神。
Paul used the unknown God and said, "That's the God I'm going to declare to you."
保罗就借他所看到的坛上写着卫士之神，作为开头，告诉他们，他就要来让他们来认他所要传讲的神。
Who is this unknown God? It was unknown to them. Who is this unknown God?
这位卫士之神是谁呢？是哪一位呢？是他们所不认识的。
Who is the God that we serve? Who is the God that we serve?
我们所侍奉的神是哪一位呢？
It's the Creator God. God the Creator.
我们所侍奉的神是创造万有的神。
So Paul started there about the creation, about the God who creates all things.
所以保罗就从这里开始，从创造世界的神开始讲起。
So in verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth,dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
24节，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。自己倒将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。
So this is the God that Paul preached.
这就是保罗所传讲的神。
This is the God that we preach.
这也是我们所要传讲的神。
The Creator.
神是创物的创造者。
Now, the Creator, God, has created all things. And here we pick it up in verse 26.
创造万有的神, 我们就从这里开始讲, 从26节这里。
Verse 26, He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上, 并且预先
So we find that God the Creator, He made of one blood all nations.
所以我们看见创造万有的神, 他是从一个血脉来造出世上万族的人。
We are all of one blood, and that's how God created us.
所有的人, 我们都是同归于一个血缘, 这是神如何创造我们的。
There's no racism there.
所以我们不应该有这些种族主义、种族歧视。
Now God the Creator also, he determined the times before appointed and the bounds of our habitation.
创造的神，他也预先定准我们的年限，以及我们所要居住的地方疆界。So
the Creator made man and woman, placed them in the garden, and set the time, the times and seasons before them.
所以造物主他创造了男人女人，把他们放在伊甸园里面，并且在这一切之前就已经创造了时间四季等等。And
God made the bounds of their habitation, or habitation is like their where they dwell. So God made the bounds of where they dwell.
神也创造了人所要居住的疆界。
Or in other words, you could say God made some boundaries. He made some boundaries.
或者从另外一个角度来讲，我们可以说神是创造界限的神。
And then why did God set times? And why did God set boundaries or set bounds of their habitation? Why did God do that?
为什么神要这样做? 预先定准了我们人的年限以及所居住的疆界呢?
Here's why they did that in verse 27, that they should seek the Lord.
这个原因就在27节，是要叫人可以寻求神。
So God said it that men would seek the Lord.
所以神说，神这样做是要人们可以去寻求神。
So if we read verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us.
27节这样说，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
So it's important that we seek the Lord.
我们寻求神是非常重要的。
That we might find him.
我们寻求就可以找到神。
We seek the Lord that we might find him.
我们寻求神，为的是我们可以找到神。
And it's the scripture says, though he be not far from every one of us.
经文这样告诉我们,
now that's a precious thought. That's a precious thought. He's not far from every one of us.
我们可以想到,
think about that.
我们仔细想一想。
Paul was speaking to a bunch of pagans. He was speaking to idol worshipers. And he said, God is not far from every one of us.
保罗当时是在对这些雅典人，就是非犹太人、外邦人，他们是崇拜偶像的人来讲话。他告诉他们，神其实离我们是很近的，不远的。
If God is not far from someone who is worshiping a false God, he's not far from any one of us.
如果神离那些拜偶像的人都不是很远的话，神对每一个人都不是很远的。
Now think about that. God is not far from you.
我们再来仔细想想这句话。其实他离我们个人不远。
Now, if you read in the Old Testament about Hagar, Abraham's maid, Hagar, if you read in the Old Testament about Hagar.
如果我们读旧约的时候读到亚伯拉罕他有一个仆人夏甲。
Hagar in the Old Testament said, and she talked about God, she said, the God who is there.
当夏甲提到神的时候，他说神是与他同在、眷顾他的神。
So the God who is there is not far from every one of us.
夏甲所说的那就在那里的神与他同在的神，这个神与我们每一个人都是相去不远的。
Continuing in verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being.
在第二十八节，我们看见保罗继续说，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
All things us living, for in him we live and move and have our being.
所有存活的，我们的生活、存留、动作都是在于神。
And here Paul quoted one of the prophets. It says here, as certain also of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring.
接下来保罗就引用他们雅典人的先知或是诗人他们所说的，就如你们所作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
Verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone, graven by art or man's device.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
All of these things, idols, it's by man's device.
所有的偶像都是人手所造出来的。
So idols made out of gold or silver or stone or graven art is all man's device.
偶像都常常是用金银石雕刻的，都是人的手艺所造出来的。
God has nothing to do with man's device, images of gold or silver or stone or graven art.
真神是跟这些无关的，这些真神不是是人用手所造出来的这些雕刻的偶像。
Now, here Paul addresses their sin. Now, there's sin everywhere, but idolatry is sin, and Paul addresses their sin of idolatry.
接下来保罗就谈到罪的问题，罪有各样各式各样的罪。我们知道拜偶像就是一个罪，保罗就针对他们拜偶像的罪来讲述。
So their sin of idolatry Paul addresses in verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
保罗说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
So, God allowed their idolatry, but now Paul preached to them about their sin of idolatry.
先前神容许他们犯拜偶像的罪，但保罗现在跟他们传讲，就要他们弃绝这些，要悔改。
We don't worship idols. We worship God the Creator.
我们绝不拜偶像，我们敬拜的是创造的主。
We don't worship man's devices, created idols. We worship God the Creator.
我们绝不崇拜人手所造的各种偶像，而是我们敬拜创物的神。
And here's the command that all men everywhere should repent.
在这里有一个命令，就是各处的人都要悔改。
Now, why should men repent? Why?
为什么呢？为什么人都要悔改呢？
It's all in verse 31. Verse 31.
答案是在第31节。
Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men in that he hath raised him from the dead.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给外人做可信的凭据。
What a verse of scripture! What a verse!
这是多么惊人的一节经文啊！
The gospel message is all in this verse and also verse 30.The gospel is all right here in verse 30 and verse 31.
我们所传的福音其实就在于这30跟31节这两节经文的内容。
Look at verse 31. God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness.
我们来看三十一节，神已经定了一个日子，要来审，按照他的公义来审判天下。
He will judge the world in righteousness by that man. Who is that man? That's Jesus.
神要借着他所设立的人按公义来审判天下。那这个人是谁呢？就是耶稣。
So he will judge the world by the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
所以神审判世界是要按照耶稣基督的公义来审判世界。
And God ordained that Jesus would be that judge.
神已经命定耶稣基督是审判官。
Now what is the word, what does the name Jesus mean? What is the name of Jesus?What is the name of Jesus? What does Jesus mean?
耶稣他这个名字有什么意义呢?
Jesus means salvation.
耶稣这个名字，他的意义就是指的是拯救。
So here in this verse, verse 31, for us as a man, as a woman, we will be judged.Either we'll be judged by Jesus or we will be saved by Jesus.
从三十一节我们看见我们每一位我们不是要被在被耶稣所面对耶稣被耶稣来审判就是要被耶稣拯救。
So Jesus, our Savior,He will either be our Savior or he'll be our judge.
主耶稣, 他是信徒的弥赛亚，就是他是我们的拯救者。但是，如果他不是你的拯救者，你没有接受他的救恩，那他就要成为你的审判官。
And God has given assurance unto all men, because, or in that, God raised Jesus from the dead.
神也给万人做一个可信的凭据，就是他让耶稣从死里复活。
The resurrection, raised from the dead.
耶稣死而复活。
In verse 32, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. Others said, we will hear thee again of this matter.
32节，众人听见保罗讲从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。
So here's some reactions to the gospel. Some said, some mocked. And others said, we'll hear about it again.
所以我们在这里看见人们对福音是有不同的反应。有的人讥诮保罗所说的，又有人说他们想再多听一些。
In verse 33, so Paul departed from among them.
33节，于是保罗从他们当中出去了。
Verse 34, also some said in verse 34,
在34节我们也看到有一些人的反应。
Howbeit certain men clave unto him, or they were interested in, they clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius and the Areopagite, and also a woman named Damaris, and others with them.
我们看到对保罗福音感兴趣的人里面，34节说，但有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有雅略巴谷的官丢尼修，另一个妇人名叫大马利，还有别人一同信从。
So some, in hearing the gospel, some mocked, some said, we'll hear more about it, and some believed.
所以在听见福音以后，有些人就讥诮嘲弄保罗，有些人是想再多听一点，也有人就相信接受。
So let's review.
让我们来复习一下。
All in this message that Paul delivered, we have God the Creator. One blood, all nations.
我们从保罗的这篇信息里面，我们可以复习一下这些要点。神是创物主，还有神从一本造出万族。
God determines the time. God determined the times. It was before appointed.
神已经预定了日子，也已经预定了每个人居住的疆界。
God determined the bounds of their habitation or our dwelling.
神预定我们每人居住的疆界。
And why did God do this?
神为什么做这些呢？
It's important to seek the Lord.
因为寻求神是非常重要的。
So now these verses that are in bold print here, the verses in bold print,
请注意这些黑体的字。
We'll talk more about, we'll expand it a little bit more. So sin, repentance, redemption, and so on.
就像罪、悔改、救赎、复活等等。
So God said we should seek him. Compare that to in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29.
神说我们应该要寻求神。我们可以比较一下在旧约申命记4章29节所说的。
But from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God. Thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
申命记四章二十九节，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。
With all thy heart means you put your heart into it.
尽心尽性的寻求，就是说我们全心全力的来寻求。
So it's important that we seek the Lord.
所以我们寻求神是非常重要的。
Paul also talked about sin. And here we find in Numbers 32:23.
保罗也谈到罪，我们来看看民数记三十二章二十三节这样说。
And it says, ye have sinned against the Lord. Be sure your sin will find you out.
民数记三十二章二十三节，说你们就得罪耶和华，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
And we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们知道，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Here it says the gift of God is eternal life. That's what the gift of God is. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus.
我们在这里看见神借着耶稣基督所给我们的恩赐就是永生。
But sin, the wages of sin is death.
然而罪的工价就是死。
We also find in scripture the word iniquities, which means sinful ways.
我们在经文当中也会看到这个词罪孽，讲到罪孽就是我们有罪的罪所表现出来的方式。
In Isaiah 59 verse 1, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
以赛亚书五十九章第一节，耶和华的膀臂并非短缩，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
So,In their sin of idolatry, all of their prayers, they're not heard.
这些雅典人拜偶像的罪，所以他们不管怎样祷告，神都不会垂听。
But if they repent, a prayer of repentance, God will hear.
然而人若悔改，悔改的祷告，神一定垂听。
So he calls men to repent.In Acts 17, but now commandeth he all men everywhere to repent.
所以在使徒行传十七章里面，神如今吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Compare that to Acts 26.
我们可以跟使徒行传二十六章的经文来相比。
In the last part of the verse here, it says, And then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance.
在二十六章二十节里面说，先在大马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹大全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
And repentance means turning in a different direction.You turn from sin and turn to God.
悔改是什么意思呢？就是说我们有180度的转变，我们转离罪，我们转向神。
So in Acts 17, Paul preached repentance. In Acts 26, Paul preached repentance.
所以保罗在使徒行传十七章、二十六章，他都是传讲悔改。
Paul also preached redemption and salvation.
保罗也传讲救恩救赎。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
在哥罗西书一章十四节这样说，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
以弗所书一章七节这样说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
And Jesus was sent to save the lost.
主耶稣他来就是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
路加福音十九章第十节，人子来就是寻找拯救失丧的人。
So here we're told Jesus is seeking, he's seeking and to save that which was lost.
这里我们看见耶稣也是来寻找，并且来拯救那失丧的人。
Jesus is seeking you, he's seeking me, he's seeking everybody.
主耶稣来是要寻找你和我，寻找每一个人。
That which was lost.
就是那失丧的人。
And we've learned that it's important that we seek God. We should seek God.
我们知道，对我们来讲是很重要的，我们要寻求神。
So God is seeking us, but we should seek God also.
所以一方面我们神在寻求寻找我们，我们另外一方面我们也应该来寻求神。
We find a message of scripture too in Romans chapter 4 and verse 24.
我们在罗马书四章二十四到二十五节也看见这样的经文。
But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord from the dead.
二十四节说，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神，使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Now this speaks of the righteousness of Jesus Christ would be imputed to us. Would be imputed to us.
这里所说的就是主耶稣基督的义会可以归到我们，算为我们相信的人的义。
So, this word imputed, I'll explain about imputed.
我现在来解释一下什么叫做算为义，这个算，这个怎么讲？
As an example, if you take a woman,
举例来说，有一个女人。
If this woman was poor, if this woman did not have a good name,
如果这个女人的名声很不好，她也很贫穷。
But this woman married a man who had a good name and was not poor.
然而，如果这个女人跟一位声望很崇高的，而且也很也并不贫穷，很富有的一个男士结婚。
So a woman that's poor and does not have a good name.
所以这个原本名声不好，又很贫穷的女人。
But this woman married a man who is rich and has a good name.
然而这个女人因为与一位声望崇高又很富有的男士结婚了。
Now this woman married a man with a good name and who has riches.
所以这个声望很好的男士，又富有的男士。
The good name and the riches is imputed to her.
他的好名声，他的财富也都算归于他的妻子呀，他们可以共享。
She was poor, she had a bad name, but now she has a good name and she has riches.
她这个女人过去名声不好又贫困，如今她却她却成为富足，而且有好的名声。
She didn't earn that, but that good name and riches was imputed to her.
她并没有靠她的努力去赚来这些，而是这位她的先生把她有的归算为她的，归给她。
She married the man that had riches and a good name.
因为她与这位名声很好又富有的男士结婚了。
So we too, the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us.
对我们来讲也是这样，耶稣基督的义也因着我们相信他就归到我们身上了。
That's the word imputed.
这就是所谓算为义，在神眼里我们算为义的意思。
And verse 25, Jesus, it says, who was delivered for our offenses, he was raised again for our justification.
25节说到，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
In Isaiah 53, we find the familiar verses. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
在以赛亚书五十三章第五节，这一节经文也是大家所常常诵读、很广为人知的。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So the Lord provided salvation for us because he took our sin, and he took our sin and laid it on Jesus.
神把救恩赐给我们，因为他把我们的罪都归到耶稣基督身上。
Also, he went to the cross. He was delivered for our sin, our offenses.
主耶稣他被交给人受死，是因为我们所犯的罪。
Jesus was raised from the dead for our justification.
耶稣，神使耶稣死里复活，为的是要使我们称义。
So it's not only going to the cross, but it's also the resurrection.
所以耶稣不仅是承担我们的罪，在十字架上受死，他也为我们复的称义而复活。
Paul says through the inspiration of Jesus, of God, the inspiration of God.
神讲这，保罗讲这些是因为神的灵感动他。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures.
哥林多前书十五章第三节，保罗说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。”
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
That's the resurrection.
这里所讲到的就是复活。
Also in Romans we find the word of faith, we find confession, and we find that we believe.
在罗马书里面第十章我们也看到认罪相信的重要。
Romans 8 verse 10, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
罗马书十章八节，他到底怎么说呢？他说：“这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。”
We preach the word of faith. That's what we preach.
这就是我们所传的信主的道。
Verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
So there we believe that God raised him from the dead. That's the resurrection.
在这里我们看见我们相信耶稣的复活死里复活。
What happens when we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and we believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead? What happens?
我们如果口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活那会有什么结果呢？
Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
答案在第十节，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So that's what happens. Men believe, men confess, men are saved.
所以相信主就是这样，我们如果相信认罪悔改就可以得救。
This is the gospel message in Acts 17 verse 31, because he hath appointed a day in the which God will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead.
所以这在《使徒行传》十七章三十一节，这就是福音的信息。因为神已经定了日子。要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
God has appointed a day that God will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus.
神已经定了那一天，他要借着他所设立的耶稣按公义来审判天下。
And God hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him, Jesus, from the dead.
神也叫耶稣从死里复活是给万人做可信的凭据。
And because Jesus was raised from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead.
因为耶稣从死里复活，神使他从死里复活，我们也有这样的盼望，复活的盼望，可以从死里复活。
That great resurrection day, raised from the dead.
就是在那复活之日，从死里又复活。
So in summary, we have the gospel message.
所以我们现在来做一个总结，我们来看到福音的信息。
Acts 17.
在《使徒行传》十七章。
God the Creator, one blood all nations.
神是创物主， 他从一本造出万族。
There are appointed times. They're before appointed.
神预先就已经预定了日子。
There are boundaries, determined bounds of habitation.
神已经预定了个人居住疆界。
Why did God do that? Because it's important that we seek the Lord. Verse five, point number five.
神为什么 做这些事情呢？第五点告诉我们，因为寻求神是非常重要的。
We not only seek the Lord to come to salvation, but we have a life of seeking the Lord.
我们寻求神是为了寻求拯救，而且我们是可以得到生命的。
We seek the Lord in prayer.
我们借着祷告来寻求神。
We seek his promises.
我们寻求神的应许。
We seek to believe his promises.
我们寻求来相信神的应许。
And we receive salvation.
我们就可以得着神的救恩。
Number six, sin. Idol worship is sin.
第六点讲到罪，崇拜偶像是罪。
Point number seven, all, everywhere are to repent.
第七点，各处的人都要悔改。
Point number eight, we have redemption through Jesus.
第八点，透过耶稣而得救赎。
Let me say a little bit more about repentance.
关于这个悔改，我要再多说一点。
It's not that we have to repent before we come to know the Lord, but we turn in that direction to know the Lord. So we be willing to turn from our sin.
我们为罪忧伤后悔最重要的一点是我们要离开转离罪而转向神这才是真正的悔改。
God helps us to repent.
神帮助我们真正的悔改。
God helps us to have victory over sin.
神也帮助我们能够克服罪而得胜。
But it's important in salvation that we turn from our sin and we turn to God.
我们要得着救恩，非常重要的一点，我们一定要离弃罪，我们要转向神。
And everyone should turn from sin, turn from the world, and turn to God.
所有的人都应该要离弃这个世界，世界上的各种罪，而转向神。
And number eight, we have redemption through Jesus.
第八点，我们的救赎是由耶稣基督而来。
And we find the resurrection of Jesus in verse 31.
我们在17章31节讲到耶稣的复活。
And we believe.
我们相信。
Because there's a day of judgment.
因为神将有审判之日。
And we have assurance because Jesus lives. Jesus was raised from the dead.
我们可以有确据，为我们的信心有确据，因为耶稣是活着，他已经从死里复活了。
And that's the message. That's a message that we can share.
这就是福音的信息，我们可以跟人分享的。
We serve the God who created all things.
我们所服侍的神是创造万有的神。
God provided salvation.
神预备了救恩。
The preaching of Jesus.
我们要传讲耶稣。
And Jesus was raised from the dead.
耶稣为我们的罪死里复活。
And we believe, and we will be raised from the dead one day to see Jesus.
我们相信神所做的这一切，我们有一天也会从死里复活，与耶稣相见。
So that concludes the message.
所以这就是我今天信息的一个结论。
And I would like for you to pray with me.
我希望大家能够跟我一起做个祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
we thank you for the message delivered in Acts chapter 17.
我们为今天使徒行传十七章里面保罗所传讲的信息献上感谢。
We're excited about the message.
我们因这信息而得着激励。
Help us, Lord, as a Christian, to share that message.
主啊，帮助我们，以一个基督徒的身份来分享你的福音信息。
Help us, Lord, to live for you as Lord of our life.
主啊，帮助我们，为你而活。
And we give you the praise and the thanks. In Jesus' name.
我们将感谢赞美都归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.